Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Now, Chemda, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm the worst.
This is Chemda comes into the studio and she goes, I'm the worst wife ever.
I am.
Now, if this isn't the funnest way to say that you cheated on your husband.
No.
Okay.
No.
First of all, I saw this on Twitter. You threw out Lauren's Adderall.
Yeah.
And then Lauren can't help you find it because he needs the Adderall right. to focus.
Right. So I posted that and people are like, are you sure that you can't use the Adderall? And I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, we all can. So, yeah, I don't know. We're moving. So I'm trying to be like really good about cleaning and organizing right. and getting rid of stuff. And we're moving into a smaller space. So yesterday, our landlord was like, hey, we need to get someone up there to take a look at the place. And I'm like, what? I thought we wouldn't have to do this because they already know who's moving in. But I'm like, okay, fine. I start frantically cleaning because our shit is everywhere because yeah. we're moving things into boxes. And then I was like, no, I got to go to work. I write her back. I'm like, no, tomorrow. But during that frantic time, everything on the counter, I got rid of whatever looks like garbage. I like, you know, wiped it down.
Lauren keeps the Adderall in a plastic bag.
Well, he apparently divided it up so that, you know, he can make sure he has like some on him if he forgets it before he leaves and like right. whatever he allotted it. And so it wasn't in a pill box. Right. And he said that there was some gum on the corner of the bag. So I'm like, easily I could have thought that was garbage. I went through all the garbage that was still in our house, but it was garbage day that morning. So I could have thrown it out last night. Anyway, I'm the worst. And it only gets like worse from there. I did like terrible, terrible things today. I also am trying to get rid of clothes and I'm trying to do the right thing. Like, I could just throw this out or I could take it to the local secondhand store, which right. I did. And I'm bringing like 3 bags in. I'm so proud of myself. A couple of which I just bought from them, you know, a couple months ago that I know, like, I already got the wear from them. They're very cheap in there. So it's very like good to buy and whatever.
But they'll buy these from you.
They'll buy them from you. But they looked through 3 of my bags and rejected all of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Is that sad?
Except for one dress. And they gave me $4.20 for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I thought was very fitting. And then my coffee cost more than that. And then I took all the bags and I put them right next to the garbage on the street.
Right.
Knowing that, like, I'm like, oh, I won't put them inside the garbage bin because just in case somebody wants to go through them, as if nobody's thinking there's fleas and what's it called? Bed bugs on them. But I don't know.
Okay, so what is
the worst thing I ever did?
The worst thing okay. you've apparently ever done.
So this morning we're cleaning some more and I want to get...
Did you kill David Bowie?
Yes. I wanted to get the place scrubbed more because I don't want to pay, you know, out of my deposit in case she thinks it's not clean enough. I take a toothbrush and I clean the grout in the bathtub.
Okay.
And then I leave it on the sink and then I come back later and I'm like, wait a minute, Lauren's awake now. I'm like, hey, Land, which toothbrush did you brush your teeth this morning already? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, just shut up. Just stop talking. And then yeah. I'm like, no, I must tell the truth. I'm like, which toothbrush did you use? And he's like, can you not ask me that from a different room? He's just like, you're not really asking me that, right? And I'm just like, oh, my God, it's too late now. And then I'm just like... And he comes in, I'm like, this toothbrush or this toothbrush? And he's like, this one. And I'm like, but that's not ours. And he's like, you're fucking shitting me, right? And I'm like, it's not ours. I put ours away. We never leave a toothbrush out because right. Lauren has this thing, and it's actually the truth. When you flush, like particles of the bathroom comes out. And so I saw it on a thing also. But anyway, it's his thing. So we always put it in a thing and then put it away.
Right.
So I'm like, but I put it in a thing. And he's like, since when do you put things away? I'm just like, I'm being good now. Like, and then I'm just like, well, didn't you see that this is a mess? And he's like, are you really explaining it to me this way right now? And I'm like, there's a hair on it. He brushed his teeth with the thing that I wiped the fucking, I mean, I put, you know, the spray in the tub and then I cleaned.
Right.
the thing, and then I let him brush his teeth with it.
You know, there is a cleaning service called Handy that you can call.
Oh my God, I didn't know how to. He threw up, like.
Oh really?
Oh my God, who wouldn't?
But only be after you said, right?
Oh yeah, he's like, well, I have to throw up now, and I'm like, I understand that, but I think you'll be okay. And he's like, what did you put in my mouth? And I'm like, nothing. It's just, let's not think about it. Let's not talk about it. And he's like, you're saying this on the show. I'm like, no, let's just like, just like, you know.
That's your punishment.
Yeah, it was. He's like, if you don't say it on the show, I'm still going to be mad at you. Because then at least everybody will know what an asshole I am.
What toothbrush does he use to help throw up?
Oh, God. Just the thought of me, I guess.
It's like some other tool that you use to, you know, paint the house or something.
I didn't know because he already has like kind of a germ thing, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, it's all gone. Like you're not, he's like, well, it has the, you know, the cleaning stuff on it. And I'm like, you would have died already. Like, right. I'm not this. And then I was like, I put water on it. So it's not like all the garbage is still on it. Like I ran it through, right. You know, whatever. And I'm just trying to convince him that his insides are not rotting away. And like, he doesn't
need to. That'd be funny. Lauren takes a toothbrush. Is like, oh, you already put toothpaste on it for me.
Oh, God.
This mint I like. God.
But I can't believe that my first instinct was like, no, you should have looked. I always do nice things. Like, you must be thinking of someone else.
Did you learn a lesson that there's no point in cleaning?
Oh, my God. Seriously. Seriously, like, you clean a counter, you lose pills. See? You clean a bathroom, you want to throw up.
Some people aren't made to be mates. You just weren't bred for it. You say, sweetheart, I wasn't bred to clean. Look at me. Look what's happening. You don't have medication. God. I'm poisoning you. I think cleaning has to be your job. I think we've learned a lesson.
I wanted to, you know, I was like kissing him on the mouth, like just like, to see, show it's okay. We're good. Like everything's good.
Deliberately going for tongue. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You're rubbing his teeth with your tongue.
We'll die together, sweetie pie.
It doesn't bother me at all. Cough on me.
You know what? If this was a sketch on TV, I'd be like, you fucking hack.
Right.
Ugh, this is like, what are we, in the 80s? We're cleaning shit for people to brush their teeth with? Oh my God.
When Lauren tries to go down on you, do you go, not yet?
No.
All right. So then it's all okay.
Right, we're still alive. Oh my God, I owe him a massage or something, definitely.
Get 500 business cards that say I love you.
No, 500 business cards that say I'm sorry.
There you go.
Then another 500 that like say I owe you one, and because then that's how many I owe.
And then another 500 that say, can you please clean up all these cards? I get nervous when I clean up.
You don't want me cleaning.
Right. Go to Vistaprint.com, get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code KATG at checkout. How about a card that says, like, this spot is dirty, and you put it on a dirty spot in the house?
Or I'll be like, this is things I clean with.
Vistaprint is fantastic. They have everything for your business. But this deal focuses specifically for the business cards. You know you need them. You're not going to find a better price for these cards. 500 cards, top quality, $9.99. You use the promo code KATG at checkout. And, of course, we use these cards. How many guests do we have that come in that say they use it also? Best customer service. Even if you, I mean, how are they going to mess it up? This is what they do for a living. But even if you mess up something, they will make it right.
I'm looking at a card that says Andrea fucking Allen. She left it here and now she just got a shout out again on the show, even though she was on yesterday.
See?
Boom.
Yeah, throw your cards on the subway. 500, 10 bucks.
I'll find them and I'll say it on the show.
To redeem this offer for 500 custom business cards for $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com. Create and design your custom business cards. Enter code KATG at checkout. That's code KATG. It's an exciting offer for a great product. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
I also want to shout someone out because I was looking at Facebook before the show. And during our tour, Mandius joined us and took some photos while we were in Vegas, in LA. He came with his awesome girlfriend and he just posted a bunch of stuff from the tour on facebook.com/Keith and the Girl. It has, you know, Ray DeVito, Catherine Heller, Danny, Lauren, right. Like just Newsy, and the pictures are just amazing. And rare pictures of Newsy because he was taking photographs throughout the tour, so you could see him now as well.
And some nice pictures we can remember Lauren by, so that's good.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Golden Globes, I saw him last night. Revenant, this movie I was telling you is so boring. Go into the movie theater, watch him fight a bear, and then leave. He lives. Spoiler. I just saved you 17 hours. this movie is so boring. And it won Best Picture at the Golden Globes. Wow. Leonardo DiCaprio won Best Dude. And the thing is also, is it a little offensive to Leonardo DiCaprio that he never won a Golden Globe, never won an Academy Award?
What?
Right. And so the one he does win for is the one where he doesn't talk in it.
Does he not?
No.
Are you serious?
He speaks some Indian language sometimes. But yeah, it's all, really all facial expression of him trying to survive. So is he like, I'm not good in the talking ones.
Oh my God.
I'm good getting out of holes and stuff. I'm real good crawling and getting out of holes and falling into water and eating raw meat.
I think every time he doesn't win a Golden Globe, he just starts dating a model and he's fine.
Right.
My God, he never won anything. He is one of the greatest actors of all time, I think.
I'm being corrected. He never won an Oscar. He did win a Golden Globe for Wolf of Wall Street.
That's late.
But they were all standing up and crying for him like he never won anything.
Oh, yeah. Poor Leonardo on every account.
Maybe two Golden Globes equal an Oscar?
What's the difference between Oscars and Golden Globes then?
Oscars are the Academy Awards. Golden Globes are the Golden Globes.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah.
Look at Thank this guy. You. And he won for The Aviator a Golden Globe? What the fuck is everybody excited about? But this isn't an Oscar. He's like, oh, now you're in the playoffs again. Everybody was like, oh, this poor guy. If he doesn't win this Golden Globe, he's going to actually let a bear fuck him on film.
I love these millionaires getting together and going like, ooh, you right. get a gold thing.
Yay. And then they cry. I mean, I get into it, I guess. I watched the whole thing.
Did you the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah. There are only 17 TV shows that I've never heard of that won. But other than that, I was right on board.
Are you amused at all when you watch these things?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I like to see. Well, Ricky Gervais hosts it.
Okay.
He was very funny. Here's some things I took out of his monologue.
Shush. Shut up. You disgusting, pill-popping, sexual deviant scum. I want to do this monologue and then go into hiding, okay? Not even Sean Penn will find me. Snitch. Hello and welcome to the 73rd Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel. With all these rich, beautiful celebrities having the time of their lives. Let's hope no one spoils that. Yeah. Relax, I'm going to try and be nice. You're global megastars with amazing talent, most of you. A few of you just married well. You know who you are. We all do. We all do. We're live on NBC, and it's right that NBC hosts this award show because they're the only network who are truly fair and impartial. Mm. And that's because they're the only network with zero nominations. So
that can't be true.
Nothing in it for them tonight. They don't care who... They don't care, obviously. One Hollywood publication said that me hosting would mean that some film stars would stay away for fear of being made fun of. Mm-hmm. As if film stars would stay away from the chance of winning a Golden Globe. Particularly if their film company has already paid for it.
Shit. Now, that's very funny to me that the audience of celebrities obviously gets it.
Yeah.
And I'll play something later that verifies it, but it seems like you bribe or you snuggle up to these the people that work for the Golden Globes, and you will win.
Great. You mean it's not real?
So it's not real.
What?
Yeah.
But they come up with such great quips along the way.
Jennifer Lawrence made the news when she demanded equal pay for women in Hollywood, and she received, overwhelming support from people everywhere. There were marches on the street with nurses and factory workers saying, how the hell can a 25-year-old live on 52 million? There were plumbers around the world going, poor girl in town, fucking hell. So, but joking aside,
Well, that's not
of
the
course
point.
Women should be paid the same as men for doing the same job. And I'd like to say now that I'm getting paid exactly the same as Tina and Amy did last year for hosting it. No, I know there was two of them, but it's not my fault if they want to share the money, is it? That's their stupid fault. It's funny because it's true. If you do win tonight, remember that no one cares about that award as much as you do, okay?
Except for your agent.
Right.
Don't get emotional. It's embarrassing, okay? That award is, no offence, worthless.
Oh, my God.
It's a bit of metal that some nice old confused journalists wanted to give you in person so they could meet you and have a selfie with you. Okay? That's all it is. I've got three Golden Globes myself, so I can say, one's a doorstop, one I use to hit burglars with, and one I keep by the bed to, doesn't matter why, it's mine. I want it fair and square. It's just the right shape and size. It's nothing. Yeah, so to be clear, that was a joke about me shoving Golden Globes that I've won up my arse. And they asked me to host four times. Jesus.
I thought he was so great. And it's easy being a host. You come out, you do 7 minutes of stand-up, and then you pop out maybe three times throughout the night.
And you go, what? Yeah. That just happened.
Right.
What?
I did like his introduction to Mel Gibson. And this, I thought, at first it was a joke, and it's not. He's really introducing Mel Gibson, who he, you know, absolutely... picked on for being an anti-Semite, etc., years before.
I just want to thank you for watching this garbage so that I can understand everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. Listen, this is... Shush. Shush, shut up, really, seriously. Right. A few years ago on this show, I made a joke about Mel Gibson getting a bit drunk and saying a few unsavory things. We've all done it. I wasn't judging him, but now I find myself in the awkward position of having to introduce him again. Listen, I'm sure it's embarrassing for both of us, okay? And I blame NBC for this terrible situation.
He's not kidding.
Mal blames, we know who Mal blames.
The Jews.
Listen, I still feel a bit bad for it, right? Mel's forgotten all about it, apparently. That's what drinking does. No. I want to say something nice about Mel before he comes out. Oh, yeah, okay, here you go. I'd rather have a drink with him in his hotel room tonight than with Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Please, Malcolm. Mel Gibson.
He's not even pronouncing his name wrong. I mean, right.
Yeah. I love seeing Ricky once every 3 years because it reminds me to get a colonoscopy.
Well, first of all, what's everybody clapping and laughing at, this asshole? Secondly, it reminds you, I guess you're calling Ricky Gervais an asshole.
Yes. I mean, that's not bad.
First of all, you're getting away so easy.
Right. You're getting off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he thinks he is supposed to be getting off.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm. You're talking about murder, anti-Semitism. Mm. This guy reminds me of getting a colonoscopy. What? Yeah. You got him back. You twitchy fuck. If you've seen him, I've said this years ago when he was still relevant. Mel Gibson has some kind of MS or Parkinson's, and it's only getting worse. And if you see a clip of him on the internet from the Golden Globes, he's shaking the whole time.
So, and what, he's just not admitting it?
He's either always had DTs or he's not admitting that he has Parkinson's.
Maybe he really keeps forgetting to get a colonoscopy.
Something's going on. So then Ricky comes out from backstage with his hands out like, come on, what did I do? You know? And then there's the most awkward back and forth because Mel Gibson thinks he's funny.
Yeah. If you'd left your drink here, you don't need to leave your drink here. I'll put you to sleep another way, son of a bitch.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, but hey, there's still jokes.
You don't need to drink your beer. He's obviously ad-libbing. It's terrible.
Well, if you'd left your drink here, you don't need to leave your drink here. I'll put you to sleep another way, son of a bitch.
Listen.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, so now you're going to hear it. When I watched it, they did their version of bleeping out, just everything silent. Ricky says something, but you don't hear what he says.
Okay.
Some places, they didn't bleep things out.
Oh.
And so you will hear somebody, you will hear a worse quality because it's from somebody's television set that we inserted. But it's true.
Listen.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I think we all want the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does sugar tits even mean?
What the fuck does sugar tits even mean?
Okay.
I don't know. Ask the guy that said it. It wasn't me. Thanks, Ricky, for your input.
Don't go against Ricky. You moron. So then, you know, there's that's awkward. And then he goes, anyway, in a post-apocalyptic world, Mad Max, and everybody's like, shut up. Fuck you.
So they for sure hate each other.
Well, Ricky's just making jokes about an anti-Semite. Mel Gibson obviously hates Ricky.
Yeah, but Ricky hates Mel Gibson.
Well, hate's a big word. Do I hate Mel Gibson? I just want bad things to happen to him.
Wow, what do you mean by hate then? What's the next level?
Because hate,
just to clarify, just to know where we're at.
Hate feels like you think about him. I don't think Ricky Gervais goes, man, I hate that Mel Gibson. I'm really thinking about him.
No, that's obsession. You hate him.
When I hate somebody, it's an obsession.
Oh, I see. You only go, look at your eyes right now.
Right.
My God. Okay. Got it.
Ricky, I don't think even cares about him.
Well.
Anyway, you're pro Mel Gibson. Look how quickly people forget.
No.
Look how quickly people forget.
He'll
have a bunch of niggers rape his wife. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, nobody does.
Oh, my God.
Yay, Mel Gibson. Where's he been? I don't know. Talking about murdering his girlfriend in the flower bed in the backyard. Do you remember that?
My God, you know what? It's the worst. It's just like that book predicted. What is it, Animal Farm?
Jews are responsible for all the wars. And the policeman is probably a Jew kike.
Oh, please. Everybody thinks that.
Yeah, but we don't say it.
Right. That's a difference between a psychopath.
I'll burn the house down, but first you'll blow me, he's saying to his girlfriend. Mel, there he is from the original Mad Max. And you will blow me. From the What Women Want. Well, read my mind, asshole.
I'm on board.
Yay.
I also don't think about him but want bad things, whatever word that coincides with. Yes. I'm into it. What do we call that from now on?
Hey, Ricky.
Super Brumsky.
Hey, Ricky, I'll knock you the fuck out. Right, guys? Yeah. That was a good one because you're an actor, not a writer, and you said things anyways. You're an actor. Read the card and shut the fuck up.
Hating things with you is fun. It's like hard to resist. I hate everyone now.
Hey there, sugar tits.
Sugar tits, hate, yay.
To a cop, you just got arrested for drunk driving, and you're calling the cop a Jew sugar-titted monster. Hey, I've said some things too that I'm not necessarily proud of.
You're right. You're right that that's where I go. I'm just like, you know, people see red. And then they say bad things.
Right, yeah.
Oh. You know, they're in like a blackout of sorts. Yeah. But he's gotten a few too many.
Yeah, if they've recorded us all, we'd all be guilty, I'm sure. Holy shit. Fuck him.
I'm trying to keep with my New Year's resolution. People must die.
Yes.
Okay. I'm on board.
Nah, you're getting it.
Yeah.
He introduced Matt Damon and makes fun of Matt Damon's best friend, Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. And then what do? You know, at least, see, Matt Damon, he knows, okay, you just made fun of Ben Affleck in a bad way. I have to defend him. You know, he knows, no, I just, I got to keep going. I'm not the one who fucked up. Ben Affleck fucked up.
You should really host this. Yeah. Like hosting the host. I'm like so wondering what these guys say. Yeah. And when I'm watching it, I don't give a fuck what they're saying.
But
this is the best.
But he doesn't go, oh, I'm going to start doing quips now. To Ricky Gervais.
Our next presenter is the star of the hilarious comedy, The Martian.
Was that under comedy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, I nearly died. Right. He's also the only person who Ben Affleck hasn't been unfaithful to. Please welcome Matt Damon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to work with.
And then he knows. just go. Oh Jesus!
Yeah,
and,
like go you know, for it. You're on the side.
Yeah, you're not the one who cheated. And
right.
What can you do?
It sounds like we're going through the process with him. He's like, "What? No. Well, right. Kind or yeah. Well, hi everybody. I'm here.
Maybe I should make a joke at Ricky Gervais's expense, even though he has 10 cards in his hand. And he's ready for anything. He is smart, that Martian. You just shut the fuck up and move on.
Why was that under comedy? Did they run out of things?
But that's what they paid to be in, I guess.
And wait, he won?
Who won? What won? Best actor. He won best actor in a comedy.
In a comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, is this just to keep it away from Amy Schumer?
Potatoes won best actor in a drama. So
Channing? Oh.
Yes, but I do call him Potato Head. Tatum Channing.
Chatting dude.
Okay. Well, there you go. You see?
Chatting potato.
Right, right. Denzel Washington won the Cecil B. DeMille Award. It's kind of a lifetime achievement award. This guy thinks he's a genius. Listen to this fucking guy. You're an actor. Ask somebody to write you shit. You didn't just make up Malcolm X. Somebody wrote it. That's why it's so good. They write it, and then you read it. You don't even have to be clever about reading it. Read it the way you always read things. You repeat what they say in that, ha-ha. Somebody's your nigga, ha-ha. And then repeat what they just said. I'm having a bad time here. Then say, you're having a bad time. My nigga. But now he's gonna wing it. Okay.
Thank you. I lost my speech.
No.
Right there. He should go, I lost my speech. Thank you. And then sit down.
No, he should go, I lost my speech, so follow me on Twitter. I'll just post it there later.
Yeah. I lost my speech, so King Kong has nothing on me. Flight. Okay, good night. Thank you. Thank you. I read things.
Thank you. All right, sit down. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm missing one.
He's up there with his family. He's missing one of the kids. It's like Home Alone.
Malcolm, filmmaker. He's working on his thesis at AFI.
Did his wife just tell him what
the
kids
he will give you a job one day after me. Yeah, you really do forget everything you're supposed to do. No, I could see without him. I'm speechless. I just thank you. I thank the Hollywood Foreign Press. Freddie Fields, some of you may know Freddie Fields. He invited me to the first Hollywood Foreign Press luncheon. He said, they're going to watch the movie. We're going to feed them. They're going to come over. You're going to take pictures with everybody. You're going to hold the magazines, take the pictures, and you're going to win the award.
Everybody's laughing. He just said it's rigged. You're going to hold our Hollywood Foreign Press magazine up. You're going to schmooze with us. And in exchange, they're going to give you an award. A Golden Globe.
I won that year.
Of course you did. It's rigged.
I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for supporting me, over the
years. He's so retarded. He doesn't know that's a terrible story to tell.
Oh, my God.
And they've always made me feel like a friend or part of the party. I want to thank WME, Patrick, Weitzel, Andrew.
Your wife?
Aria, yes, Momo Weitzel. Prompting me, Ari Emanuel.
Now, don't worry, the microphone picks things up. We know your wife's prompting you.
Oh my God.
But I also want to thank Ruth Aronson, who was my first agent, and Peter Kelly, who was my first agent.
A lot of first agents, this guy.
And the late, well, they're all late, but the late Ed LaMotto.
He's the most late.
I want to thank my mother and for convincing my father that we needed more than 25-watt bulbs. He thought that we could save money.
Oh my God, what is happening?
What a great story, Denzel.
Oh.
Thanking the mom for convincing the dad that they need more than 25-watt bulbs. Thank you. Cue laughter. Okay, all right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because he wanted to have 25-watt bulbs. And the mom convinced him, luckily, to get higher wattage.
I think that was supposed to indicate that he grew up poor.
Who knows? I don't even know.
Oh my God. How long does this go on for?
We could save money.
Wow.
And he just goes, really, guys? Nothing on that one. That's good shit. Like a comic losing their shit on stage?
Yeah.
That's good shit. What do you know? I study this.
You know what? If his wife knows, I would be like, look, I lost my speech. My wife probably knows, but let me help.
Right.
Like, just join in or really say, I will write something later.
Just take the mic from your husband and say he has dementia.
He took an Advil with a cup of wine.
Right. I'm not going to lie to you. I did have a half a glass of, I smelled somebody's breath that had wine earlier. And
that with my Adderall is just.
It's too much.
Huh? Yeah, I do need my glasses. All right, come
for
here.
What?
Who else is doing
it? I don't have mine either.
Oh, you don't have yours either?
You don't have yours either? Ha ha, Monday.
Well, she was like, yeah, I didn't know that I would have to make a speech.
Right. Here it is. Once again, the great Denzel repeating somebody.
Who else is doing it?
I don't have mine either.
Oh, you don't have yours either? Oh, well.
He just did what you said he does.
Yeah, you don't have yours either, ha. And then he punches her. Because that's what he does in movies.
Anyway. Huh? Man, that's all right.
Jamie Foxx offers up his glasses.
Because I can't even.
Anyway, God bless you all. I didn't thank the family? Thank the family. And
the family.
Thank you.
Yeah, so he repeats things so much.
Wow.
It's like, say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie. Mm-hmm. Right? Thank the family. Thank the family.
Right.
The check.
Oh, my God.
I said thank the family. Say you're welcome. Say you're welcome.
So you know how we talked about we went to Brolo's wedding and mm-hmm. his wife had this beautiful vow that she wrote on three pages?
Yeah.
That, what you just heard, is what Brother Love sounded like yeah. when he was trying to off-the-cuff his vows.
He's like, oh, shit, yours is good.
That's exactly what happened.
Like, that's what's like here. Tom Hanks gave a great introduction to his friend Denzel, saying, you know, these icons, they only go by one name, Denzel, for example. And then I wonder if he's watching this going, oh, shit, this is real. You know, that's what Brother Love did. Her speech was beautiful, funny, tearful. And then it's his turn. And then, you know, he's thinking like, oh, I was supposed to try on these vows. And he looks around. The ocean, deep, like your love, our love.
I love you very much.
Chairs, you're my stability.
Of course, you are everything. You're standing before me. We're standing before each other and our friends. Our friends are here. I love you.
The great Rolling Stones once sang.
Something.
I see a window and I want to paint it black. Paint it black. Black as night.
The sun is setting.
Right.
That your eyes are like the sunset.
So Revenant won, like I said, best drama. Leonardo DiCaprio won for best dude. Best director won for Revenant. Oh my goodness. Big day for them. Big day.
Sounds like they have all the money.
Oh, it's so terrible. It's so terrible. By the way, I said how I was seeing this movie and somebody in a hijab was working at the movie theater and she couldn't hear anything anybody's saying because that scarf around her head. People, I'll take a popcorn. What?
popcorn, huh? Like, move your little flaps so you can see what that looks like on there if you want. I do wonder, like,
what do you mean what that looks like?
I took a picture of her.
Oh God.
Yeah. Let me know if she's up to the date with the latest hibob fashions. I just think it's fun. You have to hear what people are saying. I get respecting cultures, but if your job is hearing, that's your job. Hear what I say.
Well, I'm a little hard of hearing sometimes, but the thing is when you're behind a counter at a movie theater,
right?
When you're half deaf, you kind of like pick up on some stuff. So if people keep saying popcorn to me over and over again, it doesn't have to sound like popcorn right. anymore. It just has to be like, popcorn. Right. I know that's popcorn.
She took popcorn, ice cream bar, and a hamburger and said, one of these? You have to hear how does she pass an interview?
Because you don't want to do that job.
What's your 5-year plan? Huh? Okay, whatever. You're a different culture. You're hired.
What's your 5-year plan? She hands you popcorn. You're like, I guess you're ready.
I guess you're good.
Who won Best Dudette is what MGG is asking.
Best Dudette was, let's see here. Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, which is a fantastic movie. And I guess now it's getting out what it's about. But if you have a chance to help it, go there. I'm telling you, I went, had no idea what it's about. Because if I tell you what it's about, it'll seem like something you would have no interest in whatsoever.
Is it still in the theater?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's so good.
Will it still be in a theater in like 2 months? I think I can make it in two
No,
months.
Most people don't think it's that good. Inside Out won Best Animated Film.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah, I mean, what else? What other animated things were out?
Probably 4 others.
They released it out this year.
Right.
How long is this thing? 3 hours?
How long is
this?
The award show? Yeah. At least 3 hours, yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah.
But with are you flipping? Do you flip or are you scared to?
No, I fast forward. I start late. And I fast forward through commercials.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, smart.
I don't mess around.
Nope.
Some people think I mess around. I don't mess around too much.
That would be dumb.
David Bowie passed away, 69 years old. That's funny. Cool to the end, right? Cancer, of course. What else would it be?
Cancer for the last year and a half he's been fighting.
18 months he had cancer, yeah.
Of all the things, I don't think he would think that cancer would take him.
That's somebody who I would describe as fearless, especially to have the balls to be Ziggy Stardust. You see those outfits? You can't have balls in some of those. But no, I did his greatest stuff. I loved. His real name was David Jones, but Davy Jones from the Monkees got famous, so that's why he changed his name.
Smart.
Yeah. Here, I'll play a little. You'll remember these right away, of course.
Oh yeah, Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. Oh. Ice, baby.
Fantastic.
I thought you were playing Under Pressure.
Well, actually. Vanilla Ice just tweeted out, I loved David Bowie. He was the greatest. He wrote for me, in fact. Yeah. Yeah, you know that song, The Pressure. That's the...
The David Bowie one is Under Pressure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Pressure,
push it down on me. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition.
Yeah, I like it better without that. I got to be honest, but I'm old school. If you remember, Vanilla Ice said, no, mine's different. Mine has an extra note in it.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 right. Dun, dun, dun. Then later, years later, he said that was just a joke.
It was a good one.
And he admits that he did indeed sample it.
I laughed for like a year when he told that joke.
He later paid Queen and Bowie as a result.
And he later what?
He paid Queen and David Bowie, who made the song. Bowie and all members of Queen have been given songwriting credit for the sample.
Now how much?
Well, who cares? That's like good news and bad news, though.
No.
You know? You're Vanilla Ice, written by David Bowie. It's like, well, no, not that. He stole it.
I can't.
Different.
I was a huge fan of Vanilla Ice at the time.
A lot of people were,
all
right?
All the lyrics. Yeah, you know, I thought he was so cool.
He did tweet out Vanilla Ice for real. Long live David Bowie. Rest in peace, musical legend Ziggy Stardust @DavidBowieReal. So if David checks his Twitter in heaven,
Isn't that all you do in heaven?
Checking your you have time.
Mm.
Here.
And like right when you get there is when everyone's tweeting at you. It's kind of fun.
I did start playing a bunch of David Bowie today, and yeah, I did get a little sad.
Turn and face the strange. Changes.
Over decades,
it's
right.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's insane. I mean, it's also, you know, some of those songs were used in some, like, I don't know, in commercials or in movies, and other people covered them. He must have died with a bucket of money.
He had a 51-year career, 25 studio albums, 51 music videos, 111 singles, averaging more than 2 a year.
Oh my God,
140 million albums sold. Worth about 135 million pounds.
That doesn't sound like a lot. 135 million.
It doesn't, does it?
No. No, you, not for what you just mentioned and not for what kind of money we're hearing now about music.
I guess double it because it's pounds, but still.
Yeah.
Well, we all know his greatest work, right? We can all admit this.
Our finest gifts we bring. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum.
Magic collaboration.
He was a man of the people.
Peace on earth. Can it be? Years from now.
What's so great about that is that Bing Crosby said, we're going to sing Little Drummer Boy. And being the rock star that he is, David Bowie said, fuck you, I'm singing Peace on Earth.
Perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory.
How good he is. He still made it work. He's the best. All right, seriously, this is probably the greatest song he's ever done.
Dance, magic, dance. Dance, magic, dance.
I just saw that for the first time, Labyrinth. I believe, New Year's Eve. I didn't even see the whole movie, but I saw, I think, up to that part. My jaw dropped, and then I don't know, and then I lost the ADD med, so I went on to a different thing.
He had a new album just came out last Friday on his birthday.
Yikes.
It's called Black Star. I heard some of it. It's a little too trippy for me. Here's a little bit. This is called Lazarus.
Look up here, I'm in heaven.
Yes, you are.
Oh, shit.
I've got scars that can't be seen.
Number one in the UK, the album, far above number two and number one in the US.
Wow.
Yeah.
But only after he died or when it first came out?
Because most likely because he died. Mm. It started skyrocketing. What a sick marketing ploy, right? It's a little too much.
Did he have kids? I feel like everybody had kids.
I don't know if he had. He did have a family. Yeah. Oh, he has a son that's a director. Did Source Code and some other movie I never heard of. But good for him.
Is his last name Bowie? Like, did he actually keep the Bowie name?
No, his last name is Monkeys. Real slap in the face to Pop. Duncan Jones is the son's name. I think this is so funny. He did a appearance on Extras, the Ricky Gervais show, some time ago. And in the show, I believe Ricky Gervais's character was basically a sellout, doing a terrible sitcom, if you remember.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And David Bowie starts playing a song based on the person's real life. Am I making sense?
I remember, but I don't remember the story, so I won't know how to correct you if you're wrong.
You'll catch on.
Okay.
Little fat man who sold his soul.
The little
fat man who sold his dream. Chubby little loser. Chubby little loser, national joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man, no one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at, they all just wish he'd die.
Oh my God.
He's so depressed at being useless, the fat man takes his own life.
No.
He's so depressed at being hated, Fatty takes his own life.
Fatso.
Yeah, let's go with Fatso.
Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off.
No.
He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style, he's got no grace. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space.
Yeah. Everybody sing that last line. One, two, three.
He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space. Pop, 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 pop again. See his pop, no space.
Yeah. Now, Ricky Gervais, to be clear, wrote that.
Right, and he does look like all those things.
But Mel Gibson, you can probably take him on with words.
David Bowie said his words.
Right.
I remember watching that on Extras, and I couldn't watch Extras anymore. It was so mean.
Oh, it was so great.
It was that kind of level mean.
Remember, Patrick Stewart was telling Ricky Gervais's character movie idea he has, and his superpower in this movie would be to take women's clothes off. And he says, he just sets up this whole scene, and then he goes, and I would make them take their clothes. Mel Gibson's gonna go up against them. You fucking idiot. Anyway, the point is, David Bowie, rest in peace. All right. KeithandTheGirl.com. Everything Keith and the Girl is there. Our Facebook and Twitter accounts, log in, log on.
And also, the marathon is starting January 30th. That's just in a couple of weeks. We start on Saturday at 3 p.m., but join the chat a little bit earlier. We'll turn on the cameras as we're getting ready, and we're going to go straight for 47 hours. Tell everybody about this show. It's an easy link, katg.com/iTunes. Maybe email them with that easy link so that they can click on it, so that they can subscribe on it, so that we can continue doing this lovely thing called trying to make you laugh. We love you.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Sure. KeithandTheGirl.com.